Hi, and welcome to Your Life is a Miracle with Micaeus. I love creating content. I just, love creating. I really just, have this feeling that I'm speaking into the universe. And, the universe is speaking through me. And I don't know why I pick up my phone to make these podcasts. Honestly, and it's just like an impulse. I love the discussion of the intuitive impulse. I think that I have so many people around me that say, we really trust and believe in your intuition, especially those that know me at the level of what I would say is my full operating being around mystic consciousness, like this conversation, because perhaps at work they don't appreciate this so much because it's not shown, which is another conversation of how can I show all of me? How can you show all of you to the world? How can you radically, love this word, radical, like the math term, from the root, from the base, how can you radically claim you in all of your facets? One of the most life-changing things that I learned in these teachings when I started to get, curious about life and soul and what is all of this thing about was the ability to love. And I think of an old movie when somebody's ask someone, have you ever been in love before? Have you ever loved before? And some people are I've never been in love before. And obviously they're talking about a partnership, And I wonder how much truth could be in there of a person saying, no, I've never loved before. I heard there are many definitions of love. And one definition I heard was wanting something better for the other person, something like this. And another one was loving unconditionally, caring, supporting, loving unconditionally, regardless of what's happening, what is. It's similar to the way that a parent loves a child. But really, with no strings attached, love. And I really start to think about this in the relationship that I have with myself. And I'll invite you into this exploration with me. It's there's a child screaming. In the park. Oh, real life. So good. How much am I able, are you able to love, to accept, to be with yourself in whatever form that you are? I do what are called practitioner sessions. Kind of life coaching sessions. And I've been coaching someone and I say, I just want you to yell. I feel that you have the story that life is unfair and you don't express it because you are to be polite and kind and considerate, and that is not a nice society thing that you are supposed to do. And I just want you to fucking express it. Or imagine that you go out and do something, you go out and party, you drink too much, or you eat too much, or you say the wrong thing to somebody, and there can be this feeling oh shit, I messed up. Like, oh my God, I feel like such an awful person. You'll carry it with you. That energy will linger around you. It will manifest in your body. Maybe you get sick. You don't realize. You don't put two and two together. The body-mind is connected so intricately. And loving means, oh, darling, honey, lover, whatever has transpired, I love myself. Really, stand in the mirror and do this practice. Look in the mirror at all of your being, at your body. Stand naked in the mirror at all of your body and bless yourself with these words. I love you. Whatever has happened, you and I have been together. I love you. Take a deep breath in. Exhale it out. I love you. There is nothing more powerful than you can do on your mission, your exploration, your journey of self, than to love what is, than to love you in every state, erratic, angry, crazy, happy, jealous, peaceful, loving. Do not make one better or worse. You are welcome to have preferences. You surely do. We all do. But the paradox is, what you resist, persists. What you can accept and bless and love will change and change forever if that is your desire. So that's the great secret to when you're in a like an argument with your partner and you feel crazy, to just be like, I love you. I see you as being scared. I see you as being afraid. I see that the one that hurts, hurts. The one that hurts, hurts others. Because we can be like little animals that are like, ah, I have to defend. Oh. Laughter is so good. Don't take yourself too seriously. There's so much to be enjoyed here. You know, I share from a place, where growing up was not easy. Where I was born to a teenage mom who was really doing the best that she could, I believe. And that was hard for her, I imagine. And there was this like generational pain that was carried from generations before and before and before, and people just all doing the best that they could. And within that, there was a lot of trauma. This is my experience of my upbringing. There was a lot of, is this person going to be here the next day? And I feel very grateful for that because it made me so curious about what the fuck is this thing called life? How can I go to travel one weekend, such as I've been doing lately, to Denmark and see like all these people just like so happy in their little lives and just chilling and like having free healthcare and free education and just like, good. And then go home and see people like addicted to drugs. Or talk to family in Mexico that's like, yeah, in the plaza where your cousin lives, like, these people just got dragged out of restaurants and killed in public. I'm like, how can these experiences coexist? So, I'm very grateful for my upbringing. I'm very grateful for contrast. I'm very grateful for not always knowing why something happens. And for this texture that life has. And I believe that it is all part of the process. It is all part of our growing. It is all part of our healing. And the way that we wake up to grow is by doing exactly that. To wake up, to get curious, to meditate, to have a practice of calming down, tuning into the breath, to the being, to that still, small, silent voice that is within you. I analyze the shit out of things because I believe that that is where the juice of life is. I believe that it is not an analysis of the mind. It is an intuitive faculty. I could be having a conversation with someone who's telling me about their finances and I think, wow, I just feel like you're just not doing anything about it. You're just sort of like laying down, rolling over and playing dead. And I've started to speak those things. There are ways to do these, to bring your intuitive voice forward in a compassionate, loving way. One way that I do it is I preface it with, this is my story. All of our thoughts are just stories. I have a story that you could get a job. And my story is that you are not taking full advantage of all of the possibilities before you. My story is that you are a brilliant human being, fully capable of making money, that I see you as so able and creative and amazing. And my story is that I want to see you try harder. Wow, the things that we don't say to each other, the things that we don't say to ourselves, the things that we don't allow to come up because we think it's not a polite way of being, not a polite thing to say. I'm hearing the siren pass. I'm reminded of contrast. If that bothered you in any way, bring to your mind's eye the idea of contrast. The craziness in the moment. Great. And it's past. Let that be a wonderful metaphor for your practice. Ah. Breathing in, breathing out. Exhaling toxins. 80% of toxins are released through breath. The rest through other bodily faculties. What is there, beloved? Speak it in a loving way, if possible. Speak it to yourself. Speak it to others. Stay curious. Life is meant to be lived curious. If not, then perhaps we just came here to work and make a wage and have the kids and get the car and pay off the house. All beautiful things. And to me, not the only thing happening. I am very grateful for you. I'm grateful for you saying yes to self-exploration. Please share, like, subscribe, write me on Instagram, do all the things. I love you. I am grateful for your sacred yes. You can find me on Instagram at Mikaeus_Arana. Namaste.